You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move on to another story here. 18-year-old Anna Kempner died on a cruise ship. Her 16-year-old stepbrother is the suspect. In the months since, we've heard from grandparents saying, everyone got along great. Parents describing three teenagers as the three amigos. But then you've got the ex-boyfriend, the other stepbrother, people who were actually in that house day to day, who were actually of that age, describing something very different: aggression, tension, a dynamic the adults either didn't see or didn't want to see. So who's telling the truth? Psychotherapist Siobhan Scott is here to help us understand what is really going on and why kids often see family dynamics in a very different way than the adults around them. And that's a very interesting thing in this case, because you really have three different perspectives being pushed out there right now. We saw the grandparents and they're, oh, everybody gets along. We don't say step grandkid. We're everybody's equal. Very rosy picture. I don't fault them. Their grandparents are seeing it through their prism. And then you have the parents who we're seeing in a custody hearing. And this is how we're getting so much information, is this custody hearing, saying, oh, you know, they were the three amigos. They all got along great. Well, who picked the room arrangements for the kids? Well, that was our travel agent. They didn't allegedly necessarily talk to the kids, but they said that they did offer. They did say, hey, you know, if you don't want to stay in here, you can go stay with grandma and grandpa in their room. Or they did offer other options. So that apparently did exist, but not a lot of consulting on who's all going to be jammed into the same room together. And then you got the kids. Obviously, Anna's dead, but you have her ex-boyfriend who very publicly stated in a parking lot one day that there was allegations that the 16-year-old, during a FaceTime call, this is according to him, came up, basically mounted Anna, and then got freaked out when he realized that she was on a FaceTime call and had fallen asleep and got the hell out of that room. Warned the parents, said, hey, there's something up here. Lots of people saying that Anna said that there was not a good relationship there, that she felt threatened, that there was something going on. But you seem to have this, you know, obliviousness going on with the adults. From a psychological standpoint, why might the kids have a more accurate read on the family dynamics than the parents or the grandparents in this situation, Siobhan?
The feeling I had listening to all the things that the grandparents and parents have said, it was just kind of this idealized story, right? And that's kind of a defense mechanism. What a great, happy, blended family we have. Well, we know if you've ever lived in a blended family or been around people who had kids from different marriages trying to make everybody fit together, it's often rocky. Yeah. It's not smooth. You can't say everybody's just getting along great. This is working wonderfully much of the time. And particularly in this case with this outcome, I mean, it really rings hollow that these parents just weren't very attuned. And were they really aware at all of what was really happening, or how much was just denial? They didn't want to be aware because they're presenting this idealized story. And the grandparents can love kids a whole lot, but it's only a sliver. They only see a slice of their lives. And whereas Anna's boyfriend or other friends would probably be much more aware of what her real feelings were.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, you just think of your own dynamics and your own families, you know, depending on how your family dynamics are, you know, even in the best of scenarios where you have really tight relationships with grandparents, you know, a lot of situations, you know, they see them on the holidays, that sort of stuff. Some far more, even day to day, even if you're seeing grandma and grandpa several times a week. And I don't know if that was going on here or not. They're only going to see so much. They're only going to understand so much. And same with parents, too. Mm-hmm. You're only going to see so much. You're only going to understand so much, especially once the kid gets to have their own autonomy, once they get to be a teenager. I mean, I can say that in my own world, having a teenage daughter now, like, you know, did I know a lot more about her when she was younger? Yes, I was there because I had to be for everything. And now she's, you know, venturing out into life a little bit more, making her own friends. She's got her own stuff. I don't know every damn detail because you can't, because that's how humans are. They branch off. They do their own thing. So I know there's a lot of wanting to find the boogeyman here beyond just the 16-year-old, if in fact he did this. And that's still an if as of right now. But I don't know how deep one can go into the family dynamics and really find the boogeyman. Can you look at this and go and say, did they make the best choices? Maybe not. You know, were they the most attuned parents in the world? Probably not. Every parent, you know, I think thinks they could do more. I don't know that these people really ever thought that thought. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, something horrible happened here. But was there really truly a way to have foreseen or prevented this from happening? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we don't have enough information. And I was even thinking that it was possible as the story was breaking, you know, that she died of an overdose.
Yeah.
And then they came in and, you know, whether it was the stepbrother or whomever, somebody just hid the body. And so we don't really have enough of the detail yet to know exactly what went on and at what point did people know that something was off. And yeah, I mean, the most obvious thing for me looking at it now is that a 18-year-old girl should not have been sharing a room with another adolescent male. That's just a really bad idea. But
well, and can we talk about, first of all, I want to mention something in the comments, Mary Elizabeth Butler. I'm reading my notes, so that's what I'm looking at. Not trying to be scary or creep anybody out, but my notes are right here on a big screen. So I just wanted to point that out. But can we talk about roughhousing in amongst siblings?
Sure.
You know, at what point does a chokehold. You know, kids wrestle, boys wrestle. I think it's a little odd for a male and a female to wrestle, but are those normal dynamics in a family? I remember my brothers like just beating the crap out of each other.
I think it's a problem. I had three kids. They never roughhoused. They just didn't. Mm-hmm. I had two boys, but they were 6 years apart. And so, you know, the older one was more in the position of being the helper with the little brother. They didn't hit each other. They didn't punch. My mm-hmm. daughter was in the middle between the two boys, and there just really wasn't roughhousing. Doesn't mean they always got along famously. They'd argue.
Sure.
But I worry about households where there's a lot of rough behavior because it looks to me like aggression. And if somebody is getting hurt or somebody wants to opt out and that's not being respected, then I would really want to be talking to the parents about the aggression, the level of aggression in the home and what's tolerated and and when you step in and say, you know, we don't do that.
Yeah.
'Cause I don't think it's every family.
It's the boundaries. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, as a boy, and there would be houses that you would go to, and they, you know, it was like brothers or whatever, and they rough, and it was like, you just knew the ones. You knew the ones where it's like, yeah, they're going to be really roughhousing. I was a kid who hated that sort of shit. So, I mean, I avoided that like the plague. But you knew, you know, if you're going to someone's house and there was that type of a house, they just did it. And that's how they acted. Probably comes down to boundaries, a lot of what the parents are accepting, and they're saying this is okay, and allowing, and demonstrating. But not, I don't want to say it's always demonstrated behavior from the parents to the children, and then the children pick up on it. I mean, sometimes you can have the most docile parents, and the kids are out of control and roughhousing. But sometimes it is demonstrated. What does it tell you about in this case where you have the 18-year-old stepson of wife number three, who's testified in the family court proceedings that at one point Anna's dad put him in a chokehold when he didn't want to go back for a visit with them. This is an adult putting a teenager. I'm assuming he's 18 now. I'm assuming he was somewhere probably 16, 17. That's my speculation in terms of age. But somewhere around there, still pretty, you know, borderline adult, having an adult do this to a child to restrain them. I mean, unless it's like grave danger, like stop, don't go in front of this train. Mm-hmm. And even then I could think of 50 other ways to restrain someone other than a chokehold. But the fact that this was demonstrated that way, and he's bringing it up in court in a custody hearing of why this is not a great household to be living in.
Yeah.
And then you actually have the younger sibling of this 18-year-old being looked at as a suspect right now in the murder of Anna Kempner. That I don't know, that stands out to me. That seems like a weird one to be like testifying about in court if it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, any kind of aggression, physical aggression like that really bothers me in a family. Mm-hmm. It just shouldn't be happening. And if it did indeed happen that way, that a chokehold was used on a minor, I mean, on anybody, but especially on your minor kid, right, or a kid you're responsible for, you just don't behave that way. And there's something off. So, looking at boundaries, at parenting styles, at level of aggression between family members, it's a lot of red flags.
What do you do if you see something of that nature? If you've got a family, you know, that this is how they interact with each other. They put each other in chokeholds. They're grabbing each other. To me, this is just, you're heading down a path that isn't going to end well.
And you walk out and you go to Target.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I mean, yeah, seriously, like what do you do to that?
Well, you know, it's not like here's the formula for what you do.
No.
But you what you know is you have people who are not in control of their emotions. You have mm-hmm. people who don't know how to set boundaries. And so you have to, are they drinkers? I mean, a lot of time, I'm just saying things that I would typically find in a home where you have a level of violence and chaos like that, you often find substance abuse, mm-hmm. you know? So it would be a multi-pronged treatment plan with looking at a lot of areas of intervening in a lot of different ways based upon what you find when you start digging under the surface of why are people behaving like this. So it would be a big job, and don't refer them to me. I don't want to have to deal with them. I'm too old and tired. But
how much of a generational problem is this where, you know, it, because I mean, it does seem to be, and I don't know what's going on here, but just speaking from life experience, the families who seem to, you know, have these sort of issues, it kind of is like, well, how did they grow up? Oh, the next one did the same thing too. And the next one did the same thing too. And the next one did the same thing too. And then if you ever question them about it, like, you know, why are you doing that? It's like, well, it's, you know, it made me tough. There's usually some sort of excuse that goes back to childhood of how they endured it. And now, you know, they're just teaching their youngins the same way of doing things. Mm-hmm. How do you break that cycle? Or, I mean, I don't know, other than sometimes it happens, somebody wises up and goes, I'm not going to be a part of this ecosystem anymore, and they get the hell out. Right. While the rest of the unit, which is usually far more people, just keep reproducing and just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to be exactly what you said. Somebody that says, you know what, I've learned that there's a better way to live and a better way to do relationships and a better way to raise my kids than the way I was raised. And they make intentional pattern changes, mm-hmm. you know?
So. Do we need more awareness? Because I mean, these decisions, these ways of thinking about going into life, they start at a young age. I mean, especially when these kids start reproducing at like 16 or 17, which we see in some of these cases. So should these sort of things be taught earlier, be taught in school, mm-hmm. so people can be aware and understand you don't have to be a clone of your parents. You don't have to be a clone of your grandparents, no matter how proud they are of their dysfunction and they view it as a virtue. It's not. And mm-hmm. and helping people understand what reality is versus what their unit is saying is normal and healthy.
Yeah, I think a lot of teachers now, even in elementary school years, are trying to teach kids how to be emotionally intelligent, how to use communication skills, how to not just deal with behavior by becoming aggressive, but how to mm-hmm. have boundaries and how to set boundaries. And I think these are skills we like to think people learn in their homes, in their families. But if they don't, at least having teachers model this kind of stuff in the classroom is really a good thing and can show kids growing up that, you know, there are better ways to deal with conflict than putting people in a chokehold.
And Mark Fry said probably some martial arts training in the family. As somebody who's been practicing for almost a year, and I practice with somebody that actually does put me in chokeholds, but we are in our uniforms at this time. It is a designated practice time.
Well, if you're in a uniform.
Well, we're in our gis. I didn't want to get all technical, but you know, you don't walk up behind somebody in the kitchen and do that to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, unless you go in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to attack you and see how you respond. There is a time and a place for that training. And I think somebody who is in martial arts understands that if you are training with somebody, you designate those times. You don't just walk up behind somebody and place them in a chokehold and scare the living crap out of them. That's not a good dynamic. There needs to be this actual boundary of, now we're going to do these things. I'm going to grab your wrist and bruise you, which I had bruises last week. I mean, that's
like it's done in a way that's controlled.
Exactly. And respectful. Yeah. And you know, you can tap out when it's hurting you and I'm not going to kill you, you know?
Is that an interest? I mean, that'd be an interesting thing. I mean, I'm wondering if, you know, you have, if you have a parent that's hearing this or watching this, that has maybe a two-parent household and one parent is very aggressive and then you have the other that's not at all, and you're trying to find a way to direct this energy, this aggression that this child has, in a positive way, and you know you can't just like reason it out of them. I would think that martial arts in some way, shape, or form would not be a bad way of teaching discipline, number one, but then also allowing a window for that sort of energy to be expelled.
I guess it depends on the martial arts studio and the people teaching it, because going back to the Karate Kid, right? You can have the benevolent people involved in it, and then you can have people who are just overly aggressive.
True.
And
just depends.
There's a lot of great studios out there.
Yeah.
And I have seen where people with a lot of that energy, this is where they channel it. So Tony, that was a really great point. I mean, that's exactly what needs to happen. If you find a studio that they are encouraging you to beat people up, that's not where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Unless that's your thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Wax on, wax off. Bravo, Todd.
No mercy.
I like the little headline that we had there. All right. That's going to wrap up this conversation. As always, Siobhan Scott, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight. Nightbird is her memoir. It's available right now wherever books are sold. Stuff it in someone's stocking and don't tell them. And then Christmas morning, they'll wake up and then you can tell them. And The Minds of Mass Killers, also available wherever books are sold. Very fascinating reads. If you're listening to the show, you hear us every week, you will definitely find value in those. Until next time, for Stacey, Todd, and Siobhan, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.